Let us turn to our Bible, to the book of Romans chapter 8, verses from 28 to 30. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those who predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Amen. We are the ones who are called by God. In His calling, it's not that God only partially know about us, but rather He knows about us, everything. So He knows everything about me, and He called me. So in other words, He knows my current situation, what I'm going through, He knows everything. But then the Satan will try to shake this up. If this predestination is shaken, then our faith will also shake. It is because we think that God may not fully know about myself. Then we will fall into the despair of our faith. Then we will lose our strength. And that's when the crisis of our faith comes. So we need to hold on to this predestination. Sometimes we feel difficult when we do not meet God's expectation. But when that happens, we need to remember that God already foreknew even this image of mine. He knows everything about me and still called me, including He knows, including my own sinful nature. He knows that. So we need to go with God with this one heart, with faith. However, there are times that this doubt, the waves of doubt, comes to us. Then our hearts will be shaken and shaky. When that happens, we need to remember the predestination. That is, that God foreknew and called me. So when you go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight." So it says, before the creation, God chose us. So He foreknew and He predestined us. So Almighty God, He knew us and predestined us even before we could ever imagine. So as we walk this path of faith, we may wonder and sigh, "God, why did you call me? I'm such insufficient person. I'm ugly and I'm not capable. Then why did you call me?" We may ask such a question. But then there is will of God. If we miss this point, then our faith will become difficult. It's not because of our situation, but that when we miss out this point that there is a will of God, then we will fall into despair and we will encounter these difficulties. And the victors of faith, they are the ones who had this strong conviction in predestination. So they strongly held on to this predestination, whatever they face. It's not that somehow I came to be where I am now, but then it is because there was God's precise plan and specific will of God. That's why I am where I am now. So they held on to this firmly. This is like a very center of person. If this is crumbles, then person will fall. So God will know, God knows even the part that I'm not sure about myself. We need to know God is the one who even counts the very number of our hair. So He knows perfectly. And God does not make mistakes. He's perfect. But then Satan will always try to shake this. And Satan will always say as if God makes a mistake. We think that God may not fully know about my situation. He may not fully know what I'm going through. But we shouldn't think like that. We shouldn't only think about what we see or what we are faced with now. But we should know that He foreknew and He called us. Not only He justified us, but He will also glorify us. This is the promise of God that we need to hold on to. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we thank You. You foreknew us and You called us. Not only that, You gave us this promise that You will glorify us. May we hold on to this and live as those who have the strong conviction in Your predestination. We thank You. In Jesus' name we prayed.